The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let me first of all congratulate you. 20 years, that's quite a long time, and I just saw a picture of me 20 years ago. It's a long time. People change. But it's great that the service project of an international worship here in Clayfeld took place for such a long time, and I want to thank everybody who has been working for it, and I myself think of Michael Klatsch at this point as well. We've just heard from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and in chapter 5, verse 8, we read, "Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true." As we are an ecumenical community today, I want to take to think back of something that took place in Denmark at an ecumenical conference almost 90 years ago. People then were struggling with their times as we do today, especially in Germany. What does it mean to be a child of light, a disciple of Christ in the days when Hitler had just come to power? What does it mean to give witness to all that is true? How can Christians stand up for all that is good and right, as Paul writes? In times in which those in power seem to act for evil, they did wrong, destroyed the truth. On August 28, 89 years ago, Dietrich Bonhoeffer held the morning prayer in an ecumenical setting. I will quote 5 sentences from his morning prayer, because this morning prayer has always been relevant for me. And looking at our times, I see some guidance for our struggled minds. From there, I would like to draw some consequences for our church and Christians today. First sentence: between the twin cracks of nationalism and internationalism, ecumenical Christendom calls upon her Lord and asks his guidance. What about the twin cracks of nationalism and internationalism in an age of globalization? I am convinced we can not ever again reject globalization. We live in globalized times. But it has to be condemned whenever it aims in increasing the wealth of only a few, the power of companies, the interest of anonymous money. It should be welcomed whenever it aims at social justice for all, linking people of all nations, different cultures. We are called today to pray for God's guidance so that we can keep up hope in our world, that peace is possible and justice can embrace all. There is no place for nationalism. That's what Bonhoeffer said in 1934. And that's something we have to say today. God does not bless one nation. God blesses all people of all nations. And every nation needs God's blessing. The global church confesses all over the world today the Apostolic Creed. We just did it here in our place. And Christians all over the world do it in their place. So every Sunday, we give witness that Christianity is not bound to a nation. In Christ, there is no East, no West. It's a great song in our hymn book. In Christ, there is no race, no nation, no gender, no class. The belief in Jesus Christ transcends all the divisions that rule our world. For me, that's very important. Seeing and reading the heartbreaking news of our world. We tend to separate, to divide, to safeguard. And I think Christians have to speak up against that. The second sentence from Dietrich Bonhoeffer in his morning prayer: the ecumenical church transmits God's commandments to the world. What are God's commandments today? I'm convinced what we have heard from the beginning, the greatest commandment, Jesus said, is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and love our neighbors as ourselves. This means unmasking the idols of our world. Martin Luther says, your God is what your heart hangs on to. Where are the hearts in our times? Our mission is to give the message of freedom to the people. The witness of the churches of the Reformation should bring afresh a very strong theological point. Your life is worthy because God has created you. You are free from the judgments of this world. Good-looking role models. The meaning of your life does not depend on your income and who you are. Every life is valuable because every life is created by God and loved by God. This is a modern translation of justification by faith alone. We are children of light, and in a time that's again a very dark time, we have to bring this message to the people of the world. Third quote, there is no way to peace along the path of safety. 89 years ago, Dietrich Bonhoeffer had great hopes for the ecumenical movement to be the one promoter of peace. In many ways, this hope was disappointed. But in some ways, it became reality. And that's especially true for the Protestant churches in Germany. Already in 1945, in an overwhelming gesture of reconciliation, they were invited to become founding members of the World Council of Churches. It is in deep gratitude that Germans remember that today, and the churches then declared in Amsterdam at the First Assembly, the will of God, in the will of God, war shall not be. And that came true again when in 1989, it was the cry from the worship in the churches in East Germany, in Dresden, Leipzig, East Berlin, that brought no violence to the demonstrations of the streets in the GDR. I will have a worship in Leipzig tomorrow, remembering that and saying that should be a peace call today. No violence. Today we face Russia's incredible war of aggression against Ukraine. We have just seen the horrible massacres of Israelis by Hamas. Now we watch the horror in Gaza that hits civilians, children, women, men, elderly. And again, the world finds no peaceful solutions and is talking about nothing else but weapons. The churches, the Christians of the world, have to take clear positions. And it shocks me personally how Patriarch Kirill demonstratively blesses weapons and Vladimir Putin allows himself to be photographed with a candle in a church service. That, for me, is blasphemy. And I want to cry out against the horrible hatred against Jews, again in the name of religion. And I know many Muslims who see that as blasphemy too. I think we are at a turning point here. Christians in all churches have to declare again there is no way to peace on the path of safety, but peace is the way. Peace be with you. That's what Christ says. Peace be with you. And my great hope is that our churches will denounce national armies fighting wars, torture, suffering, rape in their baggage. What we have to argue is for international peacekeeping. And we have to insist that religion no longer increases conflict, as it has tragically so many times in history, but that finally religion contributes to solving conflicts. We cannot leave our religions to fundamentalists who misuse it, be it Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists. And the question is, but don't we have to keep the two kingdoms apart from one another? I am convicted that Luther helped us to understand the first thing is faith. If you do not know what you believe, you cannot draw consequences. But if you believe in the grace of God, then you will have to act in accordance to the faith at your very place, wherever you are. We are called to witness as children of light, wherever we are, be it at school, workplace, in the family, or neighborhood. Be witness of all that is good and right and true. Next quote from Bonhoeffer: only the great ecumenical council of the Holy Church of Christ over all the world can speak out so that the world, so it gnash its teeth, will have to hear, so that the people will rejoice because the Church of Christ, in the name of Christ, has taken the weapons from the hands of their sons and forbidden war and proclaimed the peace of Christ in a raging world. When I read that, I thought, in a raging world, yes, we have to give the voice of Christ to the people. I love this passage because Bonhoeffer makes very clear ethical questions have ecclesiological consequences. It belongs to the very being of the church to bring the voice of light into a dark world, in a raging world. When we are confronted today with shocking facts of sexual abuse in our churches, which was on top of everything covered up in order to protect the church, then it's clear anyone who tries to protect the church instead of the victims of this world is damaging the church. Many Christians ask, can faith connect with the burning issues of the world? Or they say, as a Christian, I don't want to be political. But if I look at Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the answer is, yes, it is our duty to stand up for what is good and right and true. People in our world expect Christians to give answers. We in Europe cannot draw back to nice and cozy church buildings and say, we are not interested in what happens to the world. Christians cannot sleep at night in the wealthy nations of this world, knowing that their brothers and sisters, that thousands and thousands of people die of starvation. We go to nice islands in the Mediterranean, and we know how many people die as refugees on their way to so-called safe Europe. They are not beggars, they are our brothers and sisters created by God. So I see the necessity for Christians to connect to the need of people. We are children of light. That's what we are called to be. And finally, the last quote from Bonhoeffer's morning prayer: what are we waiting for? If we look at people and this world with the eyes of God, with the love, we can see in the way that Jesus looked at every man, every woman and child, recognizing in every single one of them a glimpse of the image of God, then the differences of this world step back into second place. In the first place, we have to preach and teach the good news about the love of God that surmounts all races and places. And at the same time, we have to engage ourselves so that every child in this world has a place to live, to be safe, a sense of home, access to food, doctor, schooling. It's a challenge for the children of light to witness to Jesus Christ and stand up for the dignity of all people. Now is the time. What are we waiting for? Christians have to speak up. Maybe the hope for God's future, in which all tears will be wiped off, is the strongest motor for an engagement for wiping off the tears of today. Tears of the wounded soldiers, the woman that's suffering, the child that does not know what to eat today. As Bonhoeffer in his days called the church to stand up for the Jews persecuted by the Nazi regime, we are now called today to stand up for respect for Jews all over the world and in our country. Moreover, to stand up for respect for every human being, be it strong or weak, from whatever continent, class, race, nation, or religion. We are called to speak out for dignity, justice, for peace, and for the engagement for creation. I see our differences, yes, I know. But it's too easy, or Bonhoeffer would say too cheap, to let those differences rule over the common call to witness today. I want to be accountable for what I say and do in my life before God, as well with regard to others. I, when I was young, asked my parents what they did in the times of Hitler's rule. And I think my children and my grandchildren have the right to ask me, what did you do confronted with the war in Ukraine, in Syria, in Israel? What did you say? How did you act against poverty, climate crisis, exploitation? How do we live our rather short span of life that is given to us so responsibly that we can give it back into God's hands one day when we die and say, I tried to live as a child of light. Fanu gave an impulse that was taken up when I was a youth delegate 40 years ago, 1983, in Vancouver. Bonhoeffer's morning prayer was remembered then, and a council for peace was called. I was very impressed by that. We are children of light, and we know that very often the world seems very dark. But especially in these times, we need the children of light. We need hope, and we have to light candles of hope in this world, that it is possible that people live together in justice and peace. That's our challenge. That is our prayer. And we have to pray strongly, and that's our hope. In Jesus' name, with the power of the presence of the Holy Spirit, we will have the strength to witness to the light in a dark world. What are we waiting for? Go forth, be blessed, be strengthened with hope as the children of God, belonging to one family all around the globe. Amen.